Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer this Thursday morning. The name Rupert Murdoch is typically followed by the words media mogul or media empire. Take a listen to just how big that empire is. This is from a Reuters report yesterday. You know that Rupert Murdoch's news corporation owns major papers in the UK and here in the US, including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. You know about Fox, Fox News, and 20th Century Fox. Did you know Murdoch is a partial owner of Hulu, of HarperCollins Books, of National Geographic, FX, and the Brooklyn Paper, not to mention Modern Boating and Tattoo Magazine? We've posted a link on our website to the full list of News Corp holdings. Find it at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. And as you know, Murdoch's empire won't be expanding as quickly as everyone had thought. Yesterday, Murdoch officially dropped his bid to buy the full share of television giant B Sky B. And now questions are growing louder about just how much the behavior at the News of the World tabloid is indicative of behavior throughout Murdoch's holdings. Democratic Congressman Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia has called for federal agencies to investigate allegations that reporters working for News of the World may have hacked the voicemail of 9/11 victims and also attempted to bribe a New York City police officer for its phone records. Other prominent Democrats, both former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and current New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg, have suggested that News Corp could possibly be prosecuted for violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which bans American companies from engaging in bribery abroad. Jake Bernstein is business and financial reporter for ProPublica. He wrote yesterday about prosecutions that may take place here in the U.S. Jake, welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, nice to be here. Thank you, Amy.
Also with us is Jeff Jarvis, media thinker extraordinaire. He blogs at Buzz Machine and is the author of the book, What Would Google Do? Jeff, thanks for getting up early and joining us from California.
Hi there, Amy.
Jake, what exactly is the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act?
This is a 70s-era law. It's an anti-bribery law. The idea is to prevent companies from engaging in bribery to further their business interests abroad. It was something that was not particularly used all that often until recently, but it's become very popular with the SEC and the Department of Justice. Just last year, they did 54 prosecutions. The SEC brought in $530 million in corporate settlements.
Who exactly would the government go after under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act?
Well, they go after companies and sometimes individuals who engage in bribery abroad. So in this case, although it's not a typical Foreign Corrupt Practices Act case, they would go after News Corp because its subsidiaries, in this case the News of the World, engaged in bribery.
So executives, editors, reporters, how granular do we get?
Well, you know, it's an open question. I mean, I think that the criminal aspect of this, it still seems to me unlikely that they would go after reporters or editors, especially when the British government and the British prosecution is going on. But I could see the SEC going after the company for civil fines.
Jeff, what's your take as you hear all this? Is there enough already known to touch all the entities within Rupert Murdoch's empire?
Well, I think that Murdoch's Humpty Dumpty-ish fall will be accelerated more in the market than in the law. That is to say that there are already shareholder suits in the U.S. They've lost $7 billion in market capitalization. I speculated on Monday in a blog post that I thought was maybe going too far, but I was later joined by writers from the Financial Times and New Yorker that Murdoch, the News Corp, may have to get out of the news business. You know, at its essence, it's an entertainment company, and we kind of expect entertainment executives and companies to be rapacious, but not news executives. And in a sense, the news expectations are weighing down the rest of the company and its financial performance. So even though news has been dear to Murdoch's heart, I think that money will be dearer to his heart and certainly his heirs. So I could see the company starting to unravel in all kinds of ways before a prosecution can even get underway, considering that there have already been two major blows to the corporate structure in the UK.
If he shed his journalism holdings, how big of a chunk would he lose?
It's a large chunk, but it's not as large as we think it is by reputation. This is an entertainment company. Fox Entertainment really matters. It probably what hurt more was not getting BSkyB, the satellite company in the UK. That was a major prize that he wanted to buy 61% that he didn't own, and now it's not going to happen.
Talk a little about what we've learned about the way journalism is practiced here in the U.S. versus in the U.K. No one's saying that no American journalist has ever paid for a story or tried to bribe an official, are they?
Well, I don't think this is about normal practices. These are about criminal acts, and it would be a mistake to try to besmirch all of British journalism with this. This was a tacky, scuzzy tabloid that acted in tacky and scuzzy ways. But as Alan Rusbridger, the editor of The Guardian, said last week in the midst of this story, it was the time for the worst of journalism and the best of journalism, for it was Nick Davies at The Guardian that dogged this story like a good ProPublica investigator and made it happen and really is bringing down the empire of Murdoch.
But how much do we know, though, of what is criminal and what is just unethical with some of these practices?
The criminal acts are allegedly, you know, pretty severe. Hacking into a phone account, going after the prime minister's child's health records, bribing police officials, those are bad things. Now, then you have at the same time political idiocy that David Cameron, the prime minister, was warned not to hire Andrew Coulson, the former editor of the News of the World when all this was happening, warned by The Guardian, among others. And full disclosure, I write for The Guardian. And they didn't heed that advice and still hired Coulson. And so this brings in everything from, you know, criminal syndicate folks on the street working with journalists up through police bribes, up through lack of police investigation, up through a toothless investigation by the Press Complaints Commission, and up to number 10 Downing. It's quite a string.
Jake, what does this mean for this possible Foreign Corrupt Practices Act investigation? Does the law account for the fact that certain behavior may be legal in some countries and not in others?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think they have to be breaking laws in foreign countries as well. But what's interesting is that one of the things that the SEC has often asked companies that are ensnared in the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act is that they do a worldwide review of all their holdings and look at whether this kind of behavior has happened in other places. And they have to be satisfied about that. Sometimes they even put a monitor over the company to make sure that the company is, in fact, complying with the FCPA. So that could take years. That could be very expensive for News Corp.
Jake, how much should we think of News Corp and all its holdings as one entity? You've certainly shown there's a money trail, but any thoughts on whether it's safe to assume that behavior in one part of the company extends to, say, the entertainment portion that Jeff was talking about, to Fox?
Well, no, I think it's sort of a different kettle of fish. I would be surprised if this kind of behavior was actually going on in the United States among the New York Post, say, or other newspapers in the News Corp holdings. But Peter King, I think, as you mentioned, has asked the FBI to look into this. And if the SEC and the DOJ look into the FCPA stuff, it could very well we could very well find that out.
How do you begin something like that? You know, you ask the FBI to, quote unquote, look into this. Where do you start? How would such an investigation like that unfold? I mean, in Britain, this journalist had tips, had reasons to believe that this was going on and followed the trail. But what would happen here?
Well, there's one very interesting aspect about this that hasn't been talked about very much. But under the new financial reform, Dodd-Frank, there's a whistleblower provision. And a whistleblower can get up to 30% of any fines or disgorgement that is levied against a company. So that could certainly be an incentive for people to come forward and talk about illegal acts.
Jeff Jarvis with Buzz Machine, what do you? Same question to you about this possible use of the law and this Foreign Corrupt Practices Act investigation. What do you think about the law accounting for the fact that certain behavior may be legal in some countries and not in others?
I think, again, this case is so awful that the issue here isn't the law. It is the reputation of the company and where it goes. I used to work for News Corp at TV Guide. I was a TV critic. And I want to add, by the way, that I got less interference from Murdoch and company than I got when I was at Time Inc. in a similar role. But that tells us what I saw in the company is that it's highly decentralized. yes, Murdoch is known to call up the papers and have fun with the page one and so on, but it is a very Australian seat-of-the-pants kind of company where people do what they want to do, and I think the culture is the issue here. It's not so much that someone from the top, I think, ordered phones to be hacked. That probably wasn't at all the case. But what does happen is it's a culture where people thought they could or should do these things and were left free to do so. And that's really the problem. It's really a management question. So when you get down to it, I think the real question now is, will the Murdochs as a family be seen as fit and proper, to use the British words, proprietors of these media enterprises? Did they create a culture that was set out to act responsibly? Could they, for example, take Google's pledge to do no evil? I don't hear that from News Corp.
Jake Bernstein with ProPublica, do you see this going that way? Do you see perhaps a pledge of good journalism, ethical standards? One shouldn't have to take a pledge for that. That's just part of what the Fourth Estate needs to do. But do you see something like this happening in the same way that, for example, the New York State Comptroller entities to take this pledge of non-corruption and avoiding pay-to-play, for example?
I think the News Corp culture is going to become increasingly more of the focus. Certainly the shareholder lawsuit that was talked about a little bit earlier, that is the focus of the lawsuit. The idea is that there is a culture basically of a family fiefdom of the Murdochs, and that the board is just rubber stamping whatever they do, and that it's not really acting like a public company. So I think that that conversation is we're going to be hearing a lot more about that.
Jeff, the Times reports there's talk within the company to split off the newspaper assets, as you were suggesting will have to happen. If such a major reshuffle comes, how quickly could that unwinding happen? When would you expect to see signs of this happening?
I think it could happen quickly. The question is, really, who's in charge of it? But second, who wants to buy it? Who wants to buy a newspaper these days? The News of the World is gone. The Sun lost the number one gossip position to the Daily Mail, which is now huge even in America. The Times of London, Murdoch's given up on advertising. It's behind a paywall. The New York Post loses a fortune just so he can have a bully pulpit. It's not an enviable asset. I think the big questions in the U.S. would be, what would happen to Fox News? And there are a lot of people who'd have a few suggestions about that. And what would happen to the Wall Street Journal? I joked that if Murdoch is concerned about his legacy, perhaps he should put the Journal in a trust.
Do you really think that this is going to affect consumer behavior, that less people are going to buy the Post or the Wall Street Journal because of News of the World? Is this all of us in the journalism industry being more outraged than your average consumer of news?
Oh, you're right, Amy. It's inside baseball. It's fascinating inside baseball. A friend of mine is in London and said it's rather like Watergate era there. It's a huge scandal there. It became a big story in the U.S. only about a week ago, and it's only so big. I don't think that's what's going to affect the business here. I think that, as we've said a couple times, it's really more about the equity in the company and what's happening to that, and trying to stop the free fall of the value of the shares of News Corp.
Jeff Jarvis blogs at Buzz Machine and is the author of the book, What Would Google Do? He joins us on the line from California. And Jake Bernstein in studio is the business and financial reporter for ProPublica. Thanks so much for joining us here on WNYC. This is WNYC.